With your loved one, or perhaps your posse. Maybe you were just hanging out, watching a couple games, getting ready for the big tournament. Pretty soon, the dance will be coming our way, and of course, what will be back? Nail the Score. Yep, can't wait for that. I think we like tournament time because we like the Cinderella stories, and frankly, we like the office pool. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, this hour, jammed with a couple of really super interesting things, including our daily re-rack, and Jane Hitchcock is going to talk about cyber-stalking. Wow, that's become a big deal. Somebody cyber-stalked her, or stalked her, for 10 years. 10 years. Boy, that would be annoying. And there was no way to get to the bottom of it. She got so good at trying to figure things out, she went from teacher teaching to becoming an expert in actually tracking down people who were stalking people on the internet, so much so that the FBI started to consult with her. Hey, they can't help me, so now I'm helping them. How perfect is that? You never know what you're going to fall into. I mean, you know, really it was a sad, serious story, but she turned it now into a career that she fell into, and she tries to help other people, obviously, who have the same things happen to them, especially children. It's easy for them to be picked off, and we know that through Facebook and other things, and they have no idea who they're friending and what's happening and ultimately sometimes what that can lead to. I think the big story over the weekend is going to be Hamid Karzai just cannot help himself. He can't help himself. He has his hand out. He wants our money. And then when he's done with us, he wants to abuse us. So here we are. Supposedly everything's nice between Afghanistan and the U.S. as we're getting ready to pull out all the troops, 66,000 in a year. And other roads and things have been rebuilt, that kind of stuff. And so Karzai, who's taken a lot of money from the U.S., is now saying that the U.S. is meeting with the Taliban behind his back, basically. And this is before meeting with the U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. They had dinner in Kabul on Sunday because they're trying to smooth over the latest pickle that Karzai finds himself in. And there's already a strain that keeps bubbling up. So Hagel's trying to be transparent with media that are flogging him for answers. And he's saying he's trying to reassure Karzai that the United States had no backdoor talks or back channel talks with the Taliban, and that Washington, yes, is going to wind up 11 years in Afghanistan, this mission, by the end of 2014. That's not what Karzai is saying. He's saying that there was a bombing in Kabul that killed 9 people, and that there are these ongoing daily talks between the Taliban, American, and foreigners in Europe and in the Gulf states. He said specifically the Gulf states. And that Saturday's attack showed the Taliban wants a longer presence of foreigners and not their departure from Afghanistan, and that he's blaming the U.S. of having these conversations with the Taliban, and it's our fault. It's partially our fault for what is happening, because of course the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack at the Ministry of Defense, where the 9 people were killed, and by the way, there were 14 other people that were wounded. So the Taliban saying that the attack was a message to Chuck Hagel, and then there comes Karzai saying it's the United States' fault. And, you know, this is nothing new, because remember, it was last October that he was whining that we weren't supplying the forces with weapons that they needed to fight the insurgents. And Leon Panetta, who was then the defense secretary, said that it'd be helpful if Karzai every once in a while expressed his thanks for the sacrifices that have been made by the people who have fought and died for Afghanistan rather than criticizing them. Panetta got hot under the collar. And so this is what happens. Karzai wants our money, wants our help. Then all of a sudden, he feels like he's not getting any love. So he lays it on. He gets in front of the microphones and starts to blast the U.S. for whatever thing he can possibly find to complain about. And this is just the latest one. You know, it would serve him right if we just wrapped up and said, really? Let's get the tanks. Let's get everything out of this country. Let's start moving on now. Forget this slow pullout. Let's just leave now. We're taking our toys and we are gone. How about that? And then you can worry about what happens in Afghanistan, because I fear anyway, what's going to change in Afghanistan, I think a lot of it flips right back to the Taliban, as the people are still have a 90% illiteracy rate, except for in the bigger areas of that country. I do not think any form of absolute democracy is going to hang around there for very long, or they're just going to coexist as they have before, but roll back to the Taliban is helping us and we're helping them because we're in this small town here, in this enclave here, that just, you know, would not be at all shocking. Coming up also in this hour of America tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. I got notes like this one from May, who says, Kate, over the weekend, I have to say, I've been listening to your cheap movie reviews, and I finally got to see Zero Dark Thirty. Bravo. That was a great movie. I was torn between Oz or going to see the movie that created a lot of buzz heading into the Academy Awards. It was the whole Bin Laden thing anyway, so I guess I kind of slanted in that direction. My boyfriend wanted to see it. He really wasn't into the Oz thing. A lot of people were into seeing Oz. If you went, you were certainly in the majority. Oz, which is a kind of a remake, so to speak, of the original Oz. If you go back to the 30s, 1939, the classic. So this one a little bit tweaked. Oz, the Great and Powerful. They say ticket sales around the world, 150 million. In the United States, just a little over 80 million in ticket sales. That's pretty big. And if you put everything, the promotion, everything into this, however, and making it, the promotion, the movie, and the promotional costs for all the ad time they buy, ready for this? Anybody got an extra 300 million? So 300 million for this, that's the nut to cover. They're at 80 or 150 if you count the rest of the world, but this just opening week. So there's a chance that they could surpass that. I would say they probably do that, even if you look at video sales, because the streaming thing works for a lot of these kind of movies. But if it's the 3D thing, the 3D, getting the glasses and everything, I'd say skip that. I am not into the 3D deal. It has to be a certain kind of movie where you have to pay $10 for a ticket and go and watch the movie that way. Yeah. I don't know if it's good or it's not good, because I certainly did not see it yet at this point. Sure, I'll be dragged to it. But anyway, thanks for the note from the movies, Zero Dark Thirty. I would recommend that when that comes out on video. Absolutely see it. Coming up next, like I said, the re-rack, Jane Hitchcock. Stay with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the show, do we talk about protecting yourself in all different ways, identity theft? How about cyber stalking? Cyber stalking expert Jane Hitchcock is in our virtual green room joining us now. And Jane, you were a victim of cyber stalking, weren't you?
Yeah, way back in 1996, before there were any laws, there was no Facebook, there was no Google or anything like that. And it was just, it took me 10 years to finally find justice.
Wow, 10 years. So, I mean, you just had to jump through all kinds of hoops to try to find out who it was or how you could stop it or that kind of thing?
Yeah, because there were no laws in place, I had to figure out how do I find out who these people are and how do I legally do something about them. And I luckily found a lawyer on a news group that I just put a question out, would anybody be interested in an internet-related case? And he was wonderful, and he worked with me on contingency. So he filed a civil suit, and in the meantime, I actually had an FBI agent come to the house because they had gone pretty far and ended up sitting there with her for 4 hours training her on how I track down the people, because I finally did. And so I actually trained her. And then from there, I lived in Maryland at the time, and that became the first state in the country to pass an email harassment law because of what happened to me. And then I founded my organization, and now we help online victims of cyber stalking and harassment.
Yeah. What can people do? Give us a couple of quick tips. What can people do to kind of protect themselves? Is there, I mean, I know it's not 100%, but what are some things we can do to watch out?
I think the best thing to do is to open up a free email account if you don't already have one, and try not to make your username your name or anything that's gender specific. Try and keep it gender neutral, and try and use that everywhere that you can online. So if something does happen, it's easier for you to cancel the email account and get a new one than going through your ISP and trying to get a new one, because some of them are pretty hard about that. The other thing to do is if somebody does start bothering you online and you're uncomfortable with it, respond once to them and say something as simple, or write something as simple as, please stop contacting me or please stop communicating with me. And then no matter what they do after that, if they respond to that, I tell victims, sit on your hands. I know your first reaction is to defend yourself, but that's the worst thing you can do, because that just shows them that they're getting to you and they'll get worse. But keep anything that they do send. So if they send you more emails, keep those. If they send you messages on Facebook, take screenshots and then block and report them, because Facebook is getting really good about catching up with these people and warning them or canceling their accounts. And just keep everything so that if you do end up having to go to law enforcement, a lawyer, or our organization, we can work with you to try and stop it.
Yeah. You know, you talk about Facebook and how they're getting better. Should you be careful about where you post comments and that kind of stuff just in general and where you put yourself out or no?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you have your friends list and you absolutely know everyone on your friends list, then you shouldn't have a problem, you know, bantering, you know, posting weird things on that. But when you start liking pages and joining groups, especially on Facebook, you probably should be, you know, aware of what you're posting, because somebody might take it the wrong way, and it could be something as simple as your own personal opinion, and somebody might just go off on that and start harassing you. So think twice before posting.
Yeah. How about the extorting money deal? I mean, everybody knows about the Nigerian bank accounts and people saying you've got money in an account or it's in London or whatever, or someone's being held hostage, and yet people still fall for it.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people really, though, I understand that kind, but there's some that are a little more clever. Do a lot of people really actually send money to people they don't know?
Yeah. It happens all the time. It just amazes me. The one of the more recent ones that I actually had somebody contact me about was that she said, I got a death threat from someone claiming they were a hitman and they were hired to kill me, but if I pay them, you know, so much money, I think it was like $5,000, that they won't kill me and they would let me live. And I wrote back and went, well, number one, do you really think somebody would hire someone to kill you? Because if you do, you have problems. And number two, why would they take money from you, $5,000, when they probably were supposedly getting paid more to kill you? And number three, it's a scam. And yeah, it's hard to get that through people's heads. You know, I know I think I'm a pretty important person, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, really think about this.
Yeah, that's good advice. Think about it when you get something, too. Take a second to look at it. Just don't shove it aside or click and make a response right away. You're the co-founder of WHOA, Working to Halt Online Abuse. You mentioned where you work with the FBI agent and actually help them. And you do this now with law enforcement, with training. Are you getting asked to do that a bunch? I can imagine, because as they're getting better at it and more jobs are being created in that area, I still think there's a lot that the police and that other law enforcement types are still just learning as well.
Yeah, definitely. They are learning as well. I am getting out there. It was a little slow for a while, but it's starting to pick up again. And the one thing that it's not just law enforcement, it's also, I hate to say it, judges. I was just communicating with a woman online today where she had a case where she has two cyber stalkers, and they actually admitted to what they were doing to her online. And the judge that she happened to get, and her lawyers, you know, happened to get, doesn't understand the internet and how it can be used like that, and he tossed out the case saying it was frivolous. So it's not just the police, because sometimes you get lucky and you get a police officer or a detective or somebody that's working with you on your case, and they understand it up and down. They go in front of a judge, and if the judge doesn't understand it, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, wow. And you talk to, and I think this is great, because kids, of course, coming up, you know, that's a blank slate. There's a lot. The innocence, you don't want to see that innocence. You want to preserve it as much as you can, being cracked. But kids need to know, don't they? You teach kids. They need to know what they should do and shouldn't do so they don't get sucked into this.
Yeah, definitely. It's when, you know, probably you and I were both kids, we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, you get off the school bus and you get a reprieve from it if you were bullied. You have the weekend, summer vacation, all that. But now it's 24/7 with the internet and with texting and cell phones and iPads and, you know, what have you. So they can't get away from it. And it tends to really drive them crazy. I mean, to the point where you've seen it in the news where these kids kill themselves. And the whole thing is they need to find someone that they can talk to. Find an adult, whether, you know, if it's not their parents, because some kids are afraid they're going to get punished if they go to their parents. Find somebody. If you can't find somebody to talk to, then you can go to us. We have a kids and teen division, and we will keep you anonymous. We won't contact your cyberbully, and we'll try and help you take care of the situation before it does get to the point where they feel there's no other option than to kill themselves.
Yeah. You say that, because of course everything so much happens through the internet with the cyber stalking, there's a lot of different avenues and ways for people to take advantage. And, you know, where is it that most of these people, criminals, if you will, where are they most likely to get your info? Is it from the personal accounts that you mentioned? It's a good idea to set up that other account that's gender neutral and doesn't have your name in it?
It's a bit like that. They do that, but they also do Google searches, and or they just kind of lurk around message boards or lurk around Facebook and make friends with complete strangers, and that's where you have to be really careful about who you're friending, and especially with kids and teens, because when I go and I speak at schools, I have an alter ego that I use that when I know I'm speaking at a certain school, I'll just select 30 students at random, ask them to be my alter ego's friend and see how many actually friend them, and then when I do my presentation, I show them what information that my alter ego, a complete stranger, found out about them, and you get home addresses, where they work after school, their cell phone numbers, their Skype names, and all this other information. They're absolutely shocked.
Yeah, and you know this too, which I just think is so crazy, but there's so many different companies taking advantage of information that they call and find, and for a mere song, you can pay to find out all kinds of things. Addresses are readily available on so many people, and I don't know that everybody realizes that. Do you think so?
No, yeah, I don't think many people realize that. They have to know that if they are listed in the white pages, then their information, their home address is online. And then once that's put into Google Maps or Yahoo Maps or whatever you use, it's easy to find out where you live, find out who your neighbors are. And if your neighbors are online, they could start contacting your neighbors. That's my dog. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's Stevie the cybercrime dog. She actually goes to schools with me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Your newest book is True Crime Online, Shocking Stories of Scamming, Stalking, Murder, and Mayhem. What's the worst scamming story that you've heard of?
Oh, God, there's so many. I guess probably the worst one that I wrote about in the book actually was a man and a woman put an ad on Craigslist for a ring that they were selling, and they had two boys, and when this couple came to the door to take a look at it. They were pretending, I guess, they were going to get engaged or whatever. They stormed into the house, tied up everybody, and two or three other guys followed them into the house. They ended up killing the husband and took off, and they were all eventually arrested. But that was probably the scariest one that I found.
Oh, that's an awful one. Well, keep doing what you do and pick up the book, True Crime Online, Shocking Stories of Scamming, Stalking, Murder, and Mayhem. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I say, if you don't want to give us a call on our bat line at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283 to throw in, you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of email that we receive. I think it's great because this is an audience that you kind of let it gel and then, boom, you're thinking about it. And a day or two later, I get email. So once again, of course, the mailbag was full. Let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Hal, listening to us on 96.3 FM in Austin, Texas. Big shout out to the Austin is Weird crowd. They have these cool T-shirts. Austin is Weird. I think I have one in my closet. Okay, so Hal says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to you for a while now. I got to tell you, I heard you mention about the weekend and some of the big stories. You're absolutely right. At breakfast, everybody was talking about the kids killed and that SUV that rolled over. Do they know any more about what happened? Well, you know, what I know is they think speeding is a factor, obviously. Distraction is a factor. I mean, this car was, sad to see the car. Speeding, they were distracted. It was five boys and a woman that ended up being killed. It was that I've described already. It was a Honda Passport, and they took the car without permission. So that's awful, huh? the two that escaped from the car that was going down in the water, they ran, and they ran about a quarter of a mile to call 911. So they're still looking at the aspects of it. However, the speed seemed to be a factor. They could already determine that. They're not speculating on alcohol or drugs or any of that. They've got toxicology stuff working there, and they took the car. So just a terrible thing. The two of the kids they brought, from what I understand, were in full cardiac arrest. Somebody else was treated for hypothermia, drowning, trauma, and the cold water and all that. And the two that survived incredibly lucky they survived it. One was 18 and one was 15, and they had bruises and some other injuries, but they could walk out on their own. And this has got to be one of the worst car crashes that you can think of. Everybody just jammed into one car and into this tiny SUV, and there are probably a couple of other things they'll come up with it. And that's why they're not speculating on the toxicology, because I know that's what people are thinking automatically. Oh, they were probably smashed, and who knows? I think it could be that, like I mentioned before, the distraction thing, definitely speed and, whatever from there. All right, let's go to Joe from VMT, listening to us at WVMT in Vermont. And the reason I know that is because Joe says, Kate, you are my favorite talk show host, except for the people that I listen to locally, and that's Charlie and Ernie and Lisa. Yep, they're good folks. They've been there for a while, I think, doing the morning show, so thanks for that. And Joe says, I have to say, I'm not a fan of daylight savings time. Are you? There is just something about springing ahead that gets on my nerves. I don't like the idea of the loss of that hour. Yeah, I have to agree with you there. You know, Arizona doesn't have daylight savings time. They don't have it. And actually, until the mid-60s in the U.S., each U.S. city could start and end when they wanted to. I didn't even realize that. But they could start and end when they wanted to. And in 1965, where our network hails from, the mothership is in Minneapolis. Minneapolis and St. Paul had different times. So you could gain or lose an hour just by crossing over from one to the other. Leave it to the people in Minnesota. Hey, I'm going over to St. Paul. It's going to be a different time there. And now I'm going back to Minneapolis. But they didn't really standardize it. It was called the Uniform Time Act, and that was 1966 when the federal rules kicked in for daylight savings. And yeah, I'm not a fan. Actually, a lot of people like it because they like the idea of the gaining the lighter hours, getting it back. But robbing us of an hour of sleep, I think you wake up crankier for at least a couple days. Because whether it's psychological, it truly does something to your body, I don't know. But that's the way I feel about it. So I'd have to agree with Joe on that one. I'm not a fan of it either. One time I was on the air and I had to go back and forth with the clock moving forward. It's very crazy. How about this one? Let's go to the Ranger Man, who says, America Tonight, I just friended you on Facebook, so please accept. How about, I know you are a sports broad, how about the idea that Tiger wins yet another one? I think people have forgotten about his transgressions off the links. What do you think about that? I think that he's going to surpass all the records that there are in the record books, at least when it comes to amounts of tournament wins. There's more left in the tank, and maybe he's revitalized now with kind of a new life a couple years behind him with all the juicy headlines. Yeah, he won Doral, so that's in Miami, and it's his 76th win. Boy, that's so crazy to think of that, isn't that? 76 wins. I mean, there's no doubt he was phenomenal from the time he was a kid. The talent was there. That's why he was signed up immediately to a huge Nike contract. And he had this this in the bag all the way along, at least on the last day, because he had a couple of birdies. So the birdies inevitably gave him breathing room. He had, I think, a 3-stroke lead when he was going on to the 17th and the 18th. So I don't think he was, you know, this was kind of a cruise for him. I think Tiger, when it's fun to watch Tiger, definitely earlier in his career, because I saw him play a couple of times, is when he was chasing somebody, inevitably he would catch him. Like, you just knew it. He was the catch-up guy. If he was behind, he would find a way to come up and figure out a way to beat who was ever in front of him. So, yeah, here we go again. Maybe he does surpass a lot of records in the record books. There's probably a couple he won't be able to when it comes to streaks and stuff. However, with the amount of wins that he's had, that's, man, it is just staggering to think of it, to think of how many. When he's done the game of golf, when he's through with it, which he can play for, who knows, another 15, 20 years if he wanted to play older and play on the seniors tour. They don't call it now. I think they call it the Champions Tour or something like that. But if he plays there too, he's definitely well over 100 and who knows how many tourneys in the end. Crazy. Whew. Absolutely crazy. Okay, how about this one? This one from Brad, who says, Kate, I'm watching what's going on in Afghanistan. I was listening to the Sunday shows, and Hamid Karzai, wow, what a lame-o. I think he's lamer than the other idiot in place in Iraq. Don't they have anyone better than Karzai to run the country? Well, if you remember, there was the accusations that Karzai stuffed had the ballot boxes stuffed and really stole the election, and a couple of years ago when he was running and there was opposition to Karzai, but he is he's it. He's the president, so that's who you have to work with. And unfortunately, he has a strange hair trigger thing with the U.S. where he'll be accusatory in one sense, then he wants the money because we're helping, obviously, and getting money, you know, and then he wants the money, so he's not going to talk about the Taliban or our allegiances or any of that kind of stuff. But he, I agree. I think he's all of his relatives, just like you see a lot in the Middle East. Unfortunately, it's nepotism times 10. They have positions of power, different offices in the government, and certainly, you know, they're getting theirs. So I would question that. And I don't know, you know, if you stacked Karzai and what's his name in Iraq? I forget his name. Nouri al-Maliki. If you stack the two of them next to each other, remember Nouri al-Maliki saying he wasn't interested in a second term. It's what? And then he sort of took that back. He told the Washington Post, oh, yeah, it was so horrific, the job. He wasn't interested. Oh, then he got interested again, and all of a sudden he was the prime minister one more time. So between the two of them, for my money, there would have to be somebody better, but that's who's in power in Afghanistan and Iraq. We can't get out of there soon enough. You want us to leave now? Oh, we're ready. We'll figure out a way to withdraw and pull out the troops. Hey, so remember, you can always send us an email, americatonight.net. Then you click on contact and send us your thoughts. And maybe we'll read them on the air. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, if you've just tuned in for the first time, welcome to the show. Belly up, don't be shy. You want to sound off, you get a chance to vent. 855-266-5283. I think you're going to see this story talked about a ton because you can't sell a book if there's not some spark in it. And that's not lost on Sheryl Sandberg. She is second in command at Facebook, and she's written a book called Lean In. It just was on a, there was just a big interview on 60 Minutes, and she talked to the reporter at 60 Minutes about her management style and a slew of other things, including meeting Mark Zuckerberg. Take a listen.
Sheryl, how would you describe the time when you were meeting with Mark Zuckerberg to potentially take this job at Facebook? What was it like?
It was an interesting time. We met mostly at our house. He at the time lived in a one-room apartment with only a futon on the floor, which he appropriately deemed inappropriate for us to meet at. So we stayed at my house. And he would come over for dinner like two nights a week. He would come over late, like 8. He would stay really late. I'd, like, kick him out at midnight. We had a new baby She was, you know, barely 6 months old.
So you have a new baby, and Mark Zuckerberg, who's 23 at the time, is coming over to your house several nights a week and staying past midnight. What was this like, Dave?
It was kind of funny. It was like she was having like this date, and I was there, and I'd be like the dad, and I would just sort of say hi, and then I'd let them go do their thing. I'd go to bed because I knew I was going to get up early in the morning, and you know, it was, you know, hey Mark, how you doing?
All right, so that snippet there is how she met, as she described, the guy who's the richest billionaire in our country, in the world, actually, the youngest billionaire in the world. He became the youngest, the man behind Facebook, and I think a lot of people know the whole story of the Facebook stuff. But it was interesting that she went on to say in the 60 Minutes interview with Norah O'Donnell, you could hear her voice there, that she thinks that women, if you want to have a wife who is going to be this VP or CEO or have some power position, whatever it is, or run a company, that part of the problem is that women don't ask for enough money and all this other kind of stuff, that they don't try to push up to go further up the ranks in corporate America. But the other thing that she said that is the reason why I bring it up on here, because I thought it was so funny, is she said, listen, part of the other thing, of the other challenge, is that men, you can't be a woman who's doing it all, and then you have to do all the housework by yourself. You just can't do it. There's no way. The guy has to do housework. And if he does, then they would have more sex. They'd have tons of sex, because that's what women want. But men don't do it. They don't realize it. And if they would, statistics prove that they would have more sex. So, Matt, who of course is single, Matt, how do you feel about that? If you hooked up with a woman who was just, you know, tripping on a power trip, and she was, meaning she's rising up through a company, would you be willing to clean the toilets and mop the floor and push the vacuum?
I do that all right now anyways.
So why not do it if you have a partner who's doing well, right?
Exactly. I'd stay home.
That's what I say. Listen, guys, if you find a woman who's awesome and she has this great career track, who cares? Why can't you do the other role? I mean, make sure you're in a contract so that you don't get gypped out of your side if she decides to flee. That's called a marriage. And then if there's a divorce, you get at least half. Protect yourself, but why not? Who cares? I don't understand that. I don't understand why that's such a big hurdle. So this book, probably, I would assume this book flies off the shelves, maybe, and then we have this whole debate over whether people who work, women who work, if they can have it all, a career and a family and blah, 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 blah. And of course, when you look at someone like her, and it's funny writing a book about that, that's not the rest of American families and American women, because they don't have a husband who's also a billionaire. And what possibly, I mean, they could have anything they want as far as help and daycare and all of that. So relating this, the 43-year-old corporate mother relating to the average woman is laughable. There's absolutely no way. Now, somebody else in the same position, of course, but not for anybody else. Not for some woman who's teaching, who's a cop, who's an accountant, who's doing whatever. I mean, whatever it is, who cares? Whatever she's doing, you know, they are trying to do it all, but there's not all this money to go and get tons and tons of help, because, of course, that would change things, and especially if you have two people working. But I think you'll see that a lot of people will probably talk about that, because it ignites the whole argument over whether you can have it all and what happens to the families and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Okay, the other thing, too, is we hit the second rung here, or the second turn on this final segment of America Tonight. A couple of things coming up. Don't forget about our cheap movie review. We do it at the end of the week and tell you what's coming out in the movies. The Oz was the big movie, $80 million over the weekend, so it struck a nerve with enough people, probably a lot of younger people. It was 3D. There's a certain age group that that want to go see the 3D version of Oz, and mostly that's what was out there. So you can probably tell what the demographics were, but $80 million bodes well because it cost $30 million to put the whole thing on. They'll probably, you know, they'll probably make up that the $300 million. The other thing that I thought was interesting that came out of the weekend is New York City's sugary drink ban and the fact that people think that it's just big gulps. I was talking to a friend that's in New York and is saying that people are not happy about this, the banning on anything larger than 16 ounces, because the, you know, sometimes people get the soda or whatever and drag it around all day. And the latest poll that they did showed that up to 60% disapprove of the ban and don't like it, don't like the idea of it, because they're saying, you know, what's next? What are they going to do next? Say something about dry cleaning and it's too toxic, or tell us other things that we can't do. And this might be a good thing, because sometimes what happens in New York somebody else tries to emulate it and spread somewhere else. And, you know, the mayor's talking about health and, oh, people with diabetes and overweight and what about the impact is and all that kind of stuff. But that's not going to make someone get slim and healthy because you ban 16-ounce drinks. Are you kidding? If you go into one of those Starbucks and you look at some of the things that people are putting in small drinks, even two shots of decaf something or other, two shots of other syrupy stuff and whipped cream and whatever else they're putting into the coffee, I mean, come on. So that's not 16 or 32 ounces. That's all the stuff that's being plopped into coffee that's probably more sugary than some of the other things that are being banned. So McDonald's, Burger King, those fast food chains, movies, they have giant sodas. I mean, they have things that come in more than 16 ounces. I guess that would have to spread there. And what about, I guess if you wanted a big drink, you could go into a drugstore or a supermarket and get something bigger than 16 ounces. I know when I was just recently in New York, they had 32-ounce drinks at the Duane Reade pharmacies. They had 64 ounces, 120-ounce. I saw 120-ounce something or other. So, I mean, come on. Bloomberg needs to work on other things in New York City other than sugary drinks.
You will respect my authority!
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.